This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Every single one of us has this desire to feel important. We want to feel special for our spouse. And one of the biggest complaints that I hear when I'm doing marriage counseling is that I don't feel like I'm a priority. I don't feel that I'm as important as her family. I'm not as important as his work or as important as the masjid or the volunteering. And I had one person come in, and that was their biggest complaint. They said, you know what? On that priority list, I don't even feel like I'm on that list. Like, they just feel like they are unimportant. And once a person feels that they are unimportant, they stop giving in the relationship. They're like, you know what? If I don't really matter, then why should I put forth effort? Why should I care? Why should I make the initiative? How many of you feel that way in your marriage? How many of you feel like you are not number one on the priority list, or you feel like you're not even on the list? So the question today is, how do I become a priority for my spouse? And the answer is, make your spouse a priority. You know, it's very easy to point the finger. It's very easy to put the blame on someone else. But if you want that in your marriage, then you take that initiative. If you want kindness, be more kind. If you want patience, be more patient, right? That's how the theory goes, that whatever it is that you want to see more in your relationship, then try to exemplify it. Try to give of yourself. And make your spouse feel like they are a priority. If you want that so much, let them get a taste of what it's like for you to value their time, value what they're saying to you, make that eye contact, make them the center of your world. And once you do that, then you will see that slowly but surely it will be reciprocated. Try this for about 20, 30 days. Give of yourself, which I know is very hard for people. Most individuals are about, you itch my back, I itch your back. And if you don't itch my back, I'm not doing that. And it becomes a very childish relationship. But if you are the bigger person and you exert effort and energy and you do it with an open heart and an open mind, then you're going to start seeing results. You're going to give. You're going to make him feel wonderful. You're going to make her feel special. And then eventually they'll start reacting to you in a very different way. One couple came to see me, and he is a very busy doctor, and she was a stay-at-home mom. And he said, you know, I never feel like I'm valued when I come home. It's uneventful. That's why I like to stay at work, or I go to the masjid and spend time with the people there, because I feel valued there. I feel respected at work. So when I started working with the wife to give him a bit more attention, make him feel valued, when he came home, she was prepared to see him. She spent time with him. She made him feel pampered and made him feel very valued. Then it started changing. Initially, she didn't think that it's going to make such a big difference. I said, you know, just trust me. Just make an effort to make yourself presentable, greet him, spend time with him, talk about the things that he wants to talk about, do the things that he enjoys. And once she started doing that, week after week, then she saw a difference. He started coming home earlier. Her biggest issue was the fact that he doesn't want to come home. He's always late. And when he comes home, he just goes straight to bed because he had nothing to look forward to. When she started making him feel like a priority, when she started to make him feel valued, then he's like, you know what? I look forward to going home. I'm looking at my watch at 6 o'clock, and I'm thinking, I want to finish with this patient so I can go to my lovely wife. And that's how you make yourself a priority for your spouse, by making them a priority. But you have to give. You have to give first without expecting. Give, 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 and you'll start affecting their heart. I hope you enjoyed this video. My name is Hala Banani. I'm a therapist in clinical psychology and a marriage counselor with about 20 years. I'm also the founder of the five pillars of marriage. I've worked with couples and individuals from around the globe, and alhamdulillah, I know what's effective. So if you like this video, I want you to share it with your friends and family, people who may be suffering and they need some assistance, and subscribe to this channel because I want to create more videos, and like it. I want to hear from you. So give me your comments. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer it myself. Thank you for watching.